from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The fighting continues in Ukraine today between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists, with just hours before a ceasefire is to take effect. The truce is to go into effect at 12:01 Sunday local time. It comes after days of negotiating between the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany. The Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, warned his people that there would be no easy route to peace and that there was still much time to go. He also talked about the difficulties that lie ahead. Fighting in eastern Ukraine was especially intense on Friday in the strategically important area around Debaltseve, with at least 26 people there killed, including Ukrainian soldiers and civilians. The UN Security Council is to meet on Sunday for an emergency session to shore up the ceasefire vote. Nigeria's Gombe State is under a 24-hour curfew in response to a Boko Haram attack that sparked raging gunfire on Saturday. A spokesman for the governor announced the move today, saying while the fighting is taking place in Gombe City, the curfew is in effect across the entire state of the same name. Also, he said that residents are to remain indoors until further notice as security forces try to track down the gunmen and restore order. Some reports say the siege is over and that the gunmen have fled with the bodies of their dead and wounded. The United Nations says it will formally end its support for the Democratic Republic of Congo military offensive against a rebel group because the DRC generals leading the effort are accused of human rights violations. A UN official said Friday the DRC had 2 weeks to remove General Bruno Mundevu and General Fall Sekabwe, but failed to make those changes. Letters are now being sent. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone has quarantined a neighborhood in the capital, Freetown, following the emergence of new cases of Ebola. In the coastal district of Aberdeen, home to slums and upscale hotels, they were shut down also on Friday. The quarantine is a major setback for the West African country that had the most cases of Ebola in the recent outbreak of the disease in Africa, which killed almost 9,000 people. A World Health Organization mission is now heading to Saudi Arabia to take preventative measures against a possible upsurge in Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS coronavirus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The last large MERS corona outbreak was in May and June of last year. The World Health Organization reports new cases of the disease now are being reported on an almost daily basis. WHO Manager of Food Safety, Peter Ben Embarek, says people mainly get the virus through contact with camels or through close contact with people who have the disease, but he tells VOA little is known about what causes the disease in camels or why it is centered in this region.
It might be a combination of a mix of climatic conditions, traditions, ways of interacting with camels.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of Yemenis protested today against the country's takeover by the Shiite Muslim Houthi movement. In the town of Ibb, Houthi gunmen fired on protesters, wounding 4. In southern Yemen, heavy fighting has continued between the Houthi rebels and Sunni tribesmen, with at least 16 Houthis and 10 tribesmen killed since Friday. Yemen shares a long border with Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter, and has been fighting against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in an effort supported by the U.S. with drone strikes. Libyan state-run media say gunmen in the town of Sirte have taken over several government buildings, including radio and TV stations. Details remain unclear, but the Libyan state news agency says armed men stormed several buildings in the coastal town Friday and Saturday and continue occupying those buildings. The Libya Herald newspaper reports the gunmen are Islamic State fighters, but so far that remains unconfirmed. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say security forces there are searching for a polio vaccination team that disappeared Friday evening in Balochistan province. The team included 2 vaccinators, 2 security personnel, and a driver. Local health officials and relatives fear they have been kidnapped. In northwestern Pakistan, officials say gunmen there ambushed another polio vaccination team today, killing the driver. Polio, 85% of the cases all over the world last year were found in Pakistan. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is responding to overtures from President Obama as they try to reach a nuclear accord. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.